in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
It was almost love, almost something worth singing about.
Sandra Botha, her songs will touch your heart and fuel your soul. Winner of the Toronto Blues Society Talent Search, Sandra Botha is an R&B and soul singer-songwriter. Her new release, Falling Away From Me, is filled with deep grooves that reveal her sultry and soulful vocals. Catch a live online concert April 10th. Tickets and info available at sandrabouza.com.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Another Sunday night of Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue for this Sunday, April the 4th of 2021. And tonight, let's see, on the show tonight, we've got in the history part of the show, I've got some Shamika Copeland, some Larry McRae, some Muddy Waters. We've got B.B. King, John Brim, Otis Band, Michael Jerome Brown, the two Charities, and we kick that off with Bumblebee Slim. We close the night out with a tune from Blue Moon Marquee, who will be doing the show this coming Saturday, so on the internet, of course, so we'll give you a little preview of that show. We have new releases from, let's see, Del Grey, from Gary Kendall. We've got a new release from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Yeah, the whole CD is out, will be out, Dad Songs for Your Hard Times. New CD from Chris Kane, Raisin Kane. It's a great one as well. We could play just those two and play that through the whole night, and you'd be very happy to have that show. Let's see. And we're going to open the set with, a couple of tracks from a compilation called 11, a little bit of compilation of Thunder Bay area musicians, plus a cut from Reverend John Lee Hooker Jr. But hey, starting things off, happy Easter, folks. Here's William Clark and the Easter Bunny Boogie.
Down on your railroad track. Well, it's old, it's funny. Got my baby in a sack. Welcome home, darling. You've been gone such a long, long time. Welcome home, baby. You've been gone such a long, long time. But all this worry and grief is gonna drive me out of my mind. I can't worry no more because I know you back home to stay. I can't worry no more, baby, because you's back home to stay. If I can dig one thing, I must enjoy my Easter day.
Truth and ain't no lie. I didn't wanna be lost. if I had died. I couldn't find my way, but now I'm found. And now my feet is on solid ground. Ministry. My life was full of grief and pain. Now all I do is praise his name.
Sinner from my soul.
alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is David Rotundo, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Merci beaucoup, John.
Miss you, baby.
And that was Heart's Desire from the JB Band. Before that, we heard No Man's Land from Urban Ditchweed, Eyes of a Woman from Cole Marinuk and The Wild. All of those taken from a great little compilation called 11. It's a small Northwestern Ontario music festival was the inspiration for this. It's called Amber Jam, and it featured homegrown musicians at this festival. And this resulted in a musical collective called the Boreal Ultimate Music Society. And they put out this Boreal Oasis is the name of the label that put out this compilation. And it's all bands from Thunder Bay in Northwestern Ontario. So that's a great compilation. Before that, we heard from the Reverend John Lee Hooker Jr. and Listen to the Spirit. John Lee Hooker Jr. is the son, of course, of John Lee Hooker. And he's been through some difficult times himself, and he's managed to come out the other side of it, having spent some time in San Quentin and having had difficulties with drugs and behavior, I guess you might say. But he's been clean and sober now for 25 years. He's the chaplain of a prison. He's got an education, and he's got God in his life. And, of course, he's got a new CD. His CD is called Testify. It came out last year, and this is the new single from it called Listen to the Spirit. And, of course, we kicked it off with William Clark because, hey, happy Easter. That was the Easter Bunny Boogie. And we have to have that as part of our regular Easter programming, right? And I'll just remind you, you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And let's turn to other new releases right now. First up on the new release deck, the full CD, you could put this one on, you know, and I could play this one and the next one I'm going to play. I could just put those on and that would be the rest of the show. And that wouldn't matter. I could just let those two CDs play and you'd be happy to have heard it all. Chris Kane has a new CD out called Raising Kane. He just joined up with the Alligator Family. Chris Kane's a great guitar player, songwriter, and singer, born in San Jose, California. His dad was African-American, and his mom was Greek origin, and they both were great music lovers and had a huge record collection. He first went to, his dad first took him to see B.B. King when he was 3 years old, and they never missed another show, and they went to a lot of shows. James Brown, Albert King, Johnny Winter, Jimi Hendrix, even the Beatles. He got his first guitar when he was 8 years old and started learning lick after lick and song after song. Listened to his dad's records over and over again and just kept on at it. And he formed his first band in 1986, released his first album in 1987, and it was called Late Night City Blues. And he's been everywhere. He's traveled the world on all of that and recorded quite a bit as well. He's toured all over North America, made repeated trips around the world. He performed at Chicago Blues Fest, the Doheny Blues Festival, the Philadelphia Blues Fest, the Waterfront Blues Fest in Portland. He's played even right up here at the Festival International de Jazz back in 1991. So we're going to listen to two cuts from his new CD, Raising Kane. It comes out at the end of this week, actually, officially, although Alligator website will give you one track for free. And we're going to listen to two tracks. We're going to listen to Born to Play, a little bit of blues in there. And, you know, that's the only thing he's missing on this CD is one where he stretches out a good 5-6 minute tune, you know. He doesn't have that one in it where he stretches a lot. But every tune is great. So we're going to hear Born to Play, but first we'll kick it off with a little bit of rocker. Here's Chris Kane and Hush Money.
Exactly tell you when it was. I can't exactly tell you just what day. One day I found out that it takes a lot of money to play this high finance game most women play. It costs a fortune just to have the chance to let some woman treat you just like dirt. You better start looking for that second job, 'cause the more money you spend, the less you might get hurt. Why pay my baby hush money? Well, I keep my house so happy and quiet. That's why I pay my baby hush money. If you wanna get along, you had better try it. What's hers is hers, that's what she said to me. What's mine is hers, she said that a lot. But I'm gonna be extremely nice.
nice and sweet. I plan to make sure to keep the little bit I got, y'all. She ain't trying to help nobody but herself. Help herself to anything I make. I'm not dumb enough to try to rock that boat. For what it costs to leave, I'm gonna live with my mistake. Why I pay my baby hush money? Well, it keep my house so happy and quiet. That's why I pay my baby hush money. If you fellas won't get along, you had better try.
Hi, blues fan, this is Chris Kane. I hope you dig my new song coming up next. It'll be on my 2021 release, Raising Kane, on Alligator Records. Check it out.
I was born on the 19th of November, back in 1955. And my mother and father taught me what I needed in this world to survive. Taught me about grace and kindness in a house full of music, hope, and joy. Well, my father showed me the first thing on his guitar when I was a little 8-year-old boy. We sang B.B. King and Ray Charles every time they came to play. Play with so much love and feeling, I can still hear it today. My father let me play his guitar anytime or any place. He told me to never play it if I don't feel it, and always remember to put it back in the case. We'll be right back.
And that was Born to Play from Chris Kane from his new CD, Raising Kane. Before that, we heard his lead-off tune, Hush Money. They're both coming out on this coming Friday on Alligator Records, so you should be able to get that anywhere that music is sold. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on a new release deck, well, they were here back in 2015, and they're not slowing down at all. The Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and they say that they are the greatest front porch blues band in the world. I'd have to say, though, for a big damn band, they are, in fact, kind of small. They are a trio. They are the Reverend Peyton himself on guitar and vocals, his wife Washboard Breezy Peyton on the washboard and vocals, and they sell the washboards, actually, on their merch table after the shows, and Sad Max Centeni on the drums and vocals as well. This new one is produced by Vance Powell, who's worked with people like Sturgill Simpson and Chris Stapleton and Jack White. And it's rootsy and bluesy and rocky. It's got all the things you need from it. And we're going to listen to two tracks from this one as well. It's called Dance Songs for Hard Times. I previewed one cut from it a couple of weeks back called Ways and Means. And tonight we're going to listen to two more tracks from it. We'll hear Crime to Be Poor. But first, here's the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and I'll Pick You Up. We'll be right back.
CKUT's 2021 virtual funding drive, Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change, came to a close on Sunday, March 28th, and we are overjoyed to let you all know that we've surpassed our initial goal of $25,000 and have raised a little over $30,000 to date. As always, we're accepting donations year-round. Thank you to our listeners for continuing to support grassroots community media. Your donations and support underline our mandate of people-powered radio. If you made a pledge but have not yet paid, please do so by May 1st to be eligible for our prize draw.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and y'all are listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Pawn of was broke. That poor kid go to prison, but the rich kid don't know. It shouldn't be crime to be poor. It shouldn't be a crime. It shouldn't be crime to be poor. No, no, no. Poor folks go to prison, and rich folks get forgiven. Lord, it shouldn't be crime to be poor.
Had two tracks from the latest from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. The CD is called Dance Songs for Hard Times. We just heard Crime to Be Poor. And before that, I'll Pick You Up. That CD will become available this coming Friday. It'll be available from Family Owned Records. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And the next item up on the new release deck is the latest EP release from Downchild bassist and Maple Blues Awards musical director, Mr. Gary Kendall. And he has dipped back into his catalog of unreleased tracks and remastered tracks from a 17-year-old recording to come up with a 4-song EP that features 22 musicians and a slew of guests here as well. And we're going to listen to two tracks from that one. I have to tell you, he's got a long and productive career. He's been on and off with the Downtown Blues Band. He was there for years and then went off on his own for a while and had the Kendall Wall Band. Then he was back with them after that, and he did a whole lot of work. The Kendall Wall Band backed up almost everybody who passed through Toronto. He also rejoined with Downchild after that. He's received Toronto, the Blues Society's Blues with a Feeling Award in 1993. He's had 22 nominations in the Maple Blues Award for Bassist of the Year. He's been presented with it in multiple occasions. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 8 times. And he's in his hometown of Thunder Bay, honored with it with the Thunder Blues Award as well. So he's been a busy guy. He's worked on recordings as a bassist and on occasion as a producer by people like Chris Murphy, Brian Blaine, the Maple Blues Review, Son Roberts, David Vest, Brett Wade and Whiteley, the Mighty Duck Blues Band, of course. He's a busy guy, and he stays busy all the time. And this time, he's got, we're going to listen to two tracks, and I'll tell you who's going to be on them. The two tracks that we've picked out are, we're going to hear Spread the Love, and he brings along on that John Mays from Fathead, John Dickey from John and the Sisters, and Johnny Wright. They handle the vocals on that. And we're going to hear Lucky at Love, and he brings Judy Brown in to handle vocals for that. So here is Gary Kendall. The name of the CD is a 4-song CD. It's called Dusty and Pearl Revisited, Volume 1. And I can only imagine Dusty and Pearl are the names he gave to the two bassists that are on the cover photo. And it will be available out on 47 Records. That's the name of it, 47 Records. I don't think there's only 47 available. So here is Gary Kendall, and this is Spread the Love.
Stum, e nanang tadang, wasayabe.
He met the world with eyes wide open. He drew a family full of love and pride. Hearts full of joy, a good beginning. This little boy has a lot on his side. See this baby, hold him in your arms. Let the light shine all around. Keep him safe and keep him warm. Help him grow wise, help him grow strong. So he can spread the love he's brought around. A person such a law can grow. He chose his place, he found his time. He got a family, wouldn't let him go. To see this baby, hold him in your arms. Let the light shine all around. Keep him safe and keep him warm. Help him grow wise, help him grow strong. So he can spread the love he's brought.
Spread the love around.
And that was Gary Kendall's band from their new CD, Dusty and Pearl Revisited, Volume 1. We just heard Lucky at Love. That was Judy Brown handling the vocals on that. And before that, we heard Spread the Love, which featured John Mays, John Dickey, and Johnny Wright. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, which is where you got to go if you missed something and you want to hear it, or you heard something and you want to hear it again. Just go to CKUT.ca, look up the item in the programming and archives, find the show for the date you wanted, and just download it. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. We don't need to know your location. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know who your friends are. None of that nonsense. It's just an MP3. You take it and you enjoy it at your leisure. Final item on the new release deck is the French trio Delgré, which blends some their Guadeloupe heritage with New Orleans Creole and some blues with a touch of jazz in it and that. They're going to release their new album. It's called 4 AM. It also comes out on Friday, April the 9th, 3 years after the release of their critically acclaimed debut album, Mon Jodi. It's named after the band Delgré is named after Louis Delgré, who was a major player in the fight against slavery in the French Caribbean. And their band was formed in 2016 when singer, songwriter, and guitarist Pascal Danet met drummer Baptiste Brandy and their sous-bassophone player Rafji. And their 4 a.m. is infused with themes dear to the trio: departure, exile, uprooting, modern slavery, and things like they use some Creole words. They use using the sousaphone to turn into resonating boxes. They use all kinds of features in here. And we're going to jump into two tunes. We're going to hear the title track. Well, it's sort of the title track. I'm not even sure how you pronounce it. For Ed Matin is what they call it, is the title of it, which I believe says 4 a.m. It's supposed to be the hour of the brave. It's the waking time. It's the time that workers get up and go to work. And after that, we're going to hear a little political tune called Just Vote for Me. Here is Delgré. Faut pas regarder derrière.